Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Aleph. Freil confirmed to everybody. We are holding on the bottom of daf Mem Amid Beis. No, we're on the top of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph already. We're three lines into daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss. It's going to continue discussing the machlokas from yesterday between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Shvius is mischalel only derech mekach or even derech chilul. The Gemara is going to have two possibilities of how to limit that machlokas a little bit, and in the process of trying to limit that machlokas, it's going to offer advice on how to buy clothing when you have Shemitah money and only Shemitah money. Is there any way to turn that into clothing? So the Gemara is going to then, the Mishnah then is going to tell us about Lulav being Nital Kol Shiva even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, as a Zeichel Mikdash, even though Minatora Lulav is only Nital Yom Echad outside of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the other Takanas Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakkai, that Yom Anef Kulo Asr, that the entire second day of Pesach, it's Asr to eat the new grain, Bizman Azeh, and the Gemara is going to get into what the source is for making a Zeichel HaMikdash and the reason that Yom HaNeif is Kulo Asr. On Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about the Lulav when the first day falls on Shabbos, how they would be Nota Lulav B'Mikdash, and the Gemara is going to discuss the Din of Lachem B'Yom Rishon, that the Lulav has to belong to you on the first day of Yantif, and it's going to tell a story of different Tanaim and how they fulfilled different Tanaim on a boat with only one Lulav, how they fulfilled the Din of Lachem on Yom Rishon, and it's going to talk about holding the Lulav at different times of the day, how many great people used to have a minhag that they would hold the Lulav not only at the time of Hallel, not only when they were being Yotzei with the Brach the first time, but throughout the day they would hold the Lulav at different times. So again, three lines from the top of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Ashi, Machlokas B'Pri Rishon. The whole Machlokas, whether the Peros of Shvius can be Nischalel Derech Mekach only, or even Derech Chilul, is only by the original Shemitah fruit. Aval B'Pri Sheni, but once you've already transferred the Kedusha onto a second fruit as well, so Divrei HaKol, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul, then everyone would agree the Kedusha on that second fruit can definitely be removed, both Derech Mekach and Derech Chilul. V'adik Tani Lakach Lakach, why then does the Braisa talk about buying with one fruit the next fruit, and with that fruit the next fruit, keeps using Lakach as if to say it only works Derech Mekach, and that it does not work Derech Chilul? Well, I did Tana Resha Lakach, Tana Nami Seifa Lakach. Well, since the first fruit, it had to say Lakach, because that only works Derech Mekach, so Mele, it said by the other fruits Lakach as well, even though by the other fruits it works, even non-Derech Mekach, even if it was just Derech Chilul. Esfei Ravina Ravashi, Mishi Yishol Sel Shol Shvius. But Ravina asked Ravashi the following, how can you, Ravashi, say that the whole Machlokas is only by the pre-Rishon, but by pre-Sheni? Then you could do it either way. You could do it Derech Mekach or Derech Chilul, but doesn't the Braisa say that if a person has money of Shemitah, Shemitah money, Ubikesh Likach Bo Chaluk, and he wants to buy some clothing with the Shemitah money, Ketzad Yaseh, so what should he do? Yelich Etzel Chen V'ni Aragel Etzlo, he should go to a storekeeper that he's familiar with, that he has a relationship with, Va'omerlo, and he should say, Teili Besela Peros, give me for this money, give me some fruit. So he's doing a derech mekach on the money. V'nosin lo, and the guy will give him peros. V'chozev omelo, and then he'll say back to him, Hare peros halol, nesunum lach matana. Here, I'm giving you these peros as matana. V'hu omelo, and the storekeeper will say, halachasela zuba matana. Here, I'm giving you this money as matana. Now he's got money that no longer has kedusha shvius, because he's transferred the kedusha onto the peros. He's given the peros back to the chanvani. The chanvani has given the money back to him. V'alolo kech ben mash yirtza, so he can now use that money and buy whatever he wants. But wait a second, how does this work? Not how does this work, but you shouldn't even need to go to such lengths to make it work, to have to go to a chenveni and tell him this whole maisa that you're giving him, that you want to buy the fruits from him and then give everything back. Why do you have to buy the fruits from him? That implies that you need Derech Mekach, but clearly we're dealing with Pre-Sheni over here, because it's money. Money that has Kedusha Shvius obviously didn't grow from the ground. It's not the original Shemitah fruit. So we still see that it works only Derech Mekach, apparently, because we're advising to do it only Derech Mekach. Ella Amravashi, so Ravashi has to reformulate his statement a little bit. Machlokas b'prisheni, no, the whole machlokas, whether Shvius is mischalelas only derech mekach or even derech chilul, is only by prisheni, is only when you're no longer dealing with the original Shemitah fruit. Aval b'pri rishon, but when you're dealing with the original Shemitah fruit, divrei akol derech mekach in derech chilul lo, then everyone would agree that derech mekach does work, derech chilul does not work. V'adik tani echad Shvius echad meiser sheni, my shvius to me shvius. And when it says echad shvius ve'echad meiser sheni, shvius means the me shvius. It means the money of shvius. Meaning when we talk about being mischalel, so when it says shvius, it doesn't mean the pre rishon. It means that the me shvius can be mischalel. The lote mahachi meiser mamish va'ksiv etzata kasev biyadecha. Because if you don't say that, you think when we say meiser, it means meiser mamish. It means the actual produce. It says etzata kasev biyadecha. We're talking about the kesef el demei meiser. So obviously, it's talking about the money of meiser sheni, not the actual meiser sheni. So can I mean demei shvius over here also? When we say shvius, we don't mean the actual shvius, the original fruit. We mean the demei shvius, the money that now has kedusha shvius. And that's the conclusion of the discussion of Shemitah in Maseches Sukkos. Now we move on. The Mishnah says, "Barishono yiluv nital b'mikdash shiva b'medina yom echad." Originally, we used to follow the din d'oraisa, and the din d'oraisa was that in the mikdash we would take lulav for all 7 days. In medina yom echad, outside of this mikdash, we would only take lulav for 1 day. But mishachar beis hamikdash, once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, and therefore there was no longer anyone being yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa for all 7 days. So yiskun riachum and zakeh she lulav nital b'medina shiva zechel b'mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made a takanit as a way to remember what the din used to be bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam to take lulav for all 7 days as a zecher to the mikdash. And also v'sheyomaneif kulo aser. He happened to make another takana that the entire second day of Pesach is still aser to eat the new grain, even because it used to be that when the Karban Omer was brought, as soon as the Karban Omer is brought on the second day, that's when the new grain from that year becomes mutter. But now we don't have a Karban Omer, so the Gemara is going to discuss what the din d'oraisa is now that we don't have a Karban Omer. But Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh's takana was wait till the end of the day, that the whole second day of Pesach is going to be aser to eat the new grain. What does that takana have anything to do with lulav? Why are we mentioning them next to each other? So Tosus points out, harbe takanos tiken Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, elahanach tiken yachad. He made a lot of takanos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the leader of the Jewish people at the time of the Churban, and he was one that made all sorts of takanos in order to enable us to remember the Beis HaMikdash, remember how things used to run when we had a Beis HaMikdash. He's the one that brought hope back to Klal Yisrael, and we were busy lamenting about what we just lost. He had us looking to the future. He made takanas. Don't forget what the Beis HaMikdash was like, because one day there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash still. So he brought back hope to Klal Yisrael with all of these takanas. It happened to be these two takanas he made together. They don't really have anything to do with each other. They're both Zeichel HaMikdash, but he made these two Zeichel HaMikdash takanas together. Lachi Taniyachi Yomaneif Agav Grara. So that's why we just mentioned it together with Lulav Nital B'Medina Kol Shiva. V'teima, but Tos says it's a little bit difficult to be Menachos Karek Rabbi Yishma. Over there in Menachos, it mentions the Yom Aneif because it talks about the Karban Omer. It's Menachos, but it doesn't mention the din of lulav. And Rosh Hashanah, it mentions these two together, but it also mentions a whole bunch of other takanos from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So when does it choose to mention which takanos? A little bit difficult. Tosfos doesn't have a mahalich to explain why over here it has these two, other places only has one, other places has many more. The halacha is, the Rambam writes that the halacha is that when we say lulav nital b'mikdash kol shiva, the lulav could be taken in the mikdash, is taken midaraisa in the mikdash kol shiva. The Rambam writes that kedusha rishon kitchel shaita v'kitchel asalavo, the kedusha samikdash still exists, the Rambam says. And not only that, the Rambam says the definition of mikdash doesn't mean the beis hamikdash proper, it means the entire old city of Yerushalayim, it means Yerushalayim. So the Eir Atika, the entire old city of Yerushalayim, would have definition of Mikdash. It would therefore turn out, according to the Rambam, Mishkanes Yaakov points out, that if a person is in the old city on any of the days of Sukkot, he is chayv mida oraisa in lulav kol shiva for all 7 days. So it's davar pashat that if a person is in, let's say, Rechavia or Tel Aviv for that matter, because as far as being Yerushalayim, they're both the same. They're both not Yerushalayim. So a person is outside of Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed and he takes lulav, and then he's going to go to the Kotel later that day. He's going to go to the old city later that day. So vada, he should take lulav again, because his mitzvah that he did before was only a mitzvah midrash. Rabbanan. It wasn't a mitzvah d'oraisa, but he has the opportunity to do mitzvah d'oraisa l'shitas Rambam if he goes back later that day. Rav Shetl said that, I think Rabbi Gorelick told him that they asked the Brisker Rav once, what if you took lulav b'yom rishon in Rechavia and then you walked into the old city? Is there an additional inyan? Now, b'yom rishon is d'oraisa everywhere, wherever you are, but how do we understand lulav nitol b'migdash shiva? Is it that it's the same mitzvah that's yom rishon everywhere, just extends for 7 days in the Mikdash, but it's the same mitzvah, it's not an additional mitzvah? Or is it, no, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Yom Rishon, that's everywhere. And then there's an additional mitzvah of Shivas Yamim in the old city. So Gorelick said that they asked the Brisker Rav, this Shaila, if you took in Rechavi in the morning, should you take Lulav again later that day on day one in the Mikdash? And he said there are no Makaris and Shas to be posted such a Shaila. Rav Shavta points out that Rav Yochum Fushal Purlau in his commentary, so Sadi Gon has some rayas one way or the other, but the Brisker Rav didn't think that there were any good rayas to be posted that Shaila. But that's the din of Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash of B'Mikdash Kol Shiva and B'Medina only Yom Echad. Yochum and Zakei was misakeid to be notel even b'medina for 7 days, and that's what we do. We take lulav of the entire yantif because we're following takanos of Yochum and Zakei. Now the gedra of the mitzvah zech l'mitzvah, the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah halacha ches by the din of korech. The Rambam writes we're supposed to be shol v'dorish lamid yom. So today many people have a minhag that they start today. They start learning Hilchos Pesach today. So we'll learn a Rambam in Hilchos Pesach. The Rambam writes v'chozer v'korech matzu umarar, that we wrap up the matzah and the marah together. Korech doesn't mean sandwich, it means to wrap. We wrap up the matzah and the marah together. Umetabel b'charoses, and we dip it in the charoses. Va'ochlan below bracha, and we eat it without a bracha. Zecher l'migdash, as a zecher to the migdash. Sounds from the Rambam, the reason we don't make a bracha on korech is because it's only a zecher l'migdash. It's not a mitzvah per se, it's only something that we do zecher l'migdash. And anything that you do zecher l'migdash, you wouldn't make a bracha on. Problem is, we make a bracha b'zman hazeh n'tilas lulav of kol shiva, even though that's only a zecher l'migdash. So why is that we make a bracha on this zechel mikdash but not on korech, when korech is zechel mikdash? So Rav Salvechik points out in Hare Kedem in Kuflam Ches that the answer is clear in the Rambam himself. The Rambam, the 7th parak of Hilchos Lulav Halacha Tezvav, writes Mishachar beis hamikdash hiskinu shei lulav nital b'chol makom kol shevisim yachag zechel mikdash v'kol yom v'yom v'varich lav mipnei shei mitzvah midivri sofrim. So what the Rambam seems to be saying is that the lulav, the Iker Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was because of, it was motivated by Zecher LeMikdash, but the Guf Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a key mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash. And his Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shailu of Zecher LeMikdash, that's where the Lashon the Rambam, Hiskinu, but the Guf Kiyum a mitzvah on the Gavra is not only a Zecher LeMikdash, it's a Chiyuv of the mitzvah midivrei sofrim, meaning it's a din of Lulav midirabanan. So it could be the motivation for the Takana was Zecher LeMikdash, but the Kiyum is a kiyum of lulav. So since it's a kiyum of lulav, as opposed to by korech, there's no takan of the korech, the etzem maisa of korech is itself a zechel l'migdash, but it's not a takanas korech zechel l'migdash. The Rambam says v'chozer v'korech matzah umar zechel l'migdash. Doesn't say yeskinu. The whole maisa, the whole yisod of korech is only a zecher. There's no hiskinu. There's no mitzvah midivrei sofrim of korech, and meila there's not going to be a din of saying a bracha by Korech. Tosas Maseches Megillah and Daf Chaf Amud Beis writes, Va'achar shebirich al asvira, Omer yehi ratzon sheibana beis hamikdash, ma she'ein kim b'tkiyah shofar v'lulav. Tosas writes that there is a minhag that after we count Svira Sa'omer, we say yehi ratzon that Kodesh Baruch Hu should rebuild the beis hamikdash, because we don't have the mitzvah d'oraisa with the Korban Omer anymore, so we say yehi ratzon that we should have the mitzvah of Svira in its fullest force, Be'ezus Hashem, when the beis hamikdash is rebuilt. But by tkiyah shofar, by lulav, we don't have any such yiratzon, because lufi she'ein ata ela haskara lebini beis hamikdash avol shofar v'lulav yesh asiya. So he says, because when it comes to sfiras ha'omer, it's only a haskara for the bini beis hamikdash. Shofar v'lulav, there's an asiya. So what does that mean? So Salvation explained, by shofar v'lulav, there's an asiya. The asiya is not only a zechel hamikdash; it's a kiyum mitzvah mi divrei sofrim. So that's the case. If that's the case, that's the chiluk that Tosfos is Mashen Kim Sfiras Omer, where there's no Maisa, there's no mitzvah midivrei Sofrim. The kol Maisa, the entire Maisa of Sfira is itself only a Zeichel Mikdash. That's how he explains that that line in Tosfos as well. Okay, so the Gemara says Minolan Davdin and Zeichel Mikdash. How do I know that there is such a din that we do something as a Zeichel Mikdash? Where does it ever say that you have to make a Zeichel Mikdash? Where does it say it in the Torah or anywhere else? So I'm Rav Yochanan Da'amar Kra, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu is the prophet of Churban, so Yirmiyahu says, Ki ale aruchalach umakosayach arapech, num Hashem, Hashem says he's going to heal our wounds, ki nidacha karulach tzion hi doresh einla, that tzion is doresh einla, no one is being doresh tzion. Yirmiyahu laments, how no one is seeking after tzion. Doresh einla mechlal de bayidrisha. If you're saying that it's doresh einla, the implication is that it's bayidrisha, that it does require drisha on some level. So that's the source for how we know that we do a zeichel mikdash. Now there is another gemara that also talks about how we know that we do a zeichel mikdash. The gemara in the end of the, if I'm not mistaken, third paragraph of Maseches Bava Basra, the gemara talks about that we put efer makle barosh chasanim, that you put ashes on the head of a chasan, or that when you set the table, for instance, you leave out a little something. When a woman makes her jewelry and her tachshitin, she leaves off a little something as a zecher lemigdash. When you make when you build a bayis chadash, you leave off of an ama unfinished. And the Gemara says, so those are all zecher lemigdash. The Gemara says we do all those things as zecher lemigdash. And the Gemara says, and how do I know that we do something zecher lemigdash? And it quotes an entirely different pasuk. It quotes a pasuk about ayim lo alis Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, right? That we have to always have Yerushalayim in our minds, but not tzioni doresh einla mechlal debay drisha. So why is it? Why do you have the same din, Zeichel HaMikdash, in two different places? Unprecedented. You don't really find this in Shas. Same exact din of Zeichel HaMikdash, that we have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash in two different places with two different psukim, and none of the same examples. Meaning over here, the Zeichel HaMikdash, Lulav Nital, Kol Shiva, Yomanef Kulo Aser, none of the same examples. Over there, all the examples are about practical things, when you build a house, when you set your table, when a woman. So well, what's going on? So Rav Salvechik pointed out, Rav Shachtel says, B'Shem Rav Salvechik, that it must be that there are two dinim over here. Obviously, if there are two different psukim and two different sets of examples, there are two dinim. So he coined the term. He said, obviously, what the two dinim seem to be is there's one din of zecher lemigdash and one din of zecher lechurban. That the sugya Maseches Bava Basra is telling us how to be sad over the churban abayis, how to make sure that we're not memali pivschok, where we're not totally joyous in the absence of a beis hamigdash. So make sure our house doesn't look the same. Make sure our place settings don't look the same. The jewelry doesn't look the same. Nothing should they eat for makle barosh chasanim at the time of joy. The joy should be tempered a little bit because there's no beis hamikdash. That's a zecher lechurban. That's a downer. That's bringing us down because we're remembering that there is a churban abayis. This din is an entirely different din. The din over here is zecher lemigdash. It's not zecher lechurban. We're remembering how things were done in the times of the beis hamikdash and how we're going to have those things again when we do have a beis hamikdash, because we cannot forget how things were done in times of the beis hamikdash, because we're going to need to know this information. This is going to be very critical to know this information about how the Beis HaMikdash used to run. There is the kasha I mentioned before, the Rishonim ask. There are many answers to the kasha. Why is it that after the Birchas Lulav we don't say Yiratzon Sheibana Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yamenu like we say after Sfiras HaOmer? So there are different answers in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the answer is because that in Nisan Asidin LiGoyel and not in Tishrei. So not they were only misakin this Sfiras HaOmer, which is Shayach in Nisan, and not in by Lulav, which is Shayach in Tishrei, if you hold that that Penisan Asidin Li Goel. That's the answer the Ravid gives in a tshuva. Others give an answer that by Omer, the Mizbeach was Zocha for the Karban, to get the Karban Omer. Like, Vasisam Yoma Nifchem Es Omer Keves Tamim. So therefore, Mispalo for the Avodah, that it should go back. But Lulav, the Mikdash and the Mizbeach are not Zocha and the Lulav in any way, and therefore it's not directly related to the Beis HaMikdash. So granted, the mitzvah as we have it is not the same mitzvah as we had in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but still the relationship between the mitzvah and the Beis HaMikdash is not nearly as direct as it is by Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is much more direct because you have the Korban Omer that goes together with the Sfiras HaOmer. That's the answer that Shibalei Alekid gives. Tosfos Maseches Megillah just pointed out, says Sfiras HaOmer is only a Haskara Bilvad. It's missing a lot. So we mentioned the Yiratzon. Lulav, it's the same Maisa Mitzvah, it sounds like. That's the Pashtus of Tosfos. It's same Maisa Mitzvah. You're doing lulav the same way now that we would do it then. It's just that we only get a kiyum d'rabbanan now. Then, back then, we'd get a kiyum d'oraisa in the mikdash. But that's it. That's the only difference. The way we do it is the same. By Sfiras Omer, we're missing half the mitzvah. We're missing the Karban Omer. So we're missing a chunk of the mitzvah by Sfiras Omer. And the fourth answer that's suggested, also by the Chuvas Haravid, points out that since lulav yom rishon, there is no zeichel mikdash because you're chayiv min haTorah yom rishon, even the gvulin. So it's not shaykh to say such a bakasha because it's not like we no longer have a mitzvah d'arayis of lulav. We still do have a mitzvah d'arayis of lulav. We just don't have it for as long of a time as we would have had it when we had the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not shaykh. Now certainly according to the Rambam, you'd understand, because according to the Rambam Shita, that we still have even Kol Shiva in the Era Atika, so then you understand very well, that would be a fifth answer, that you wouldn't have to say a tefillah, just go to Yerushalayim, and you'll be able to be Yotzei the mitzvah, Kol Shiva, meaning we still have that mitzvah, Doraisa Kol Shiva. It's not like the Korban Omer, where we don't have that mitzvah over here. We actually do have that mitzvah altogether. Okay, so... Good. So says the Gemara, V'shei Yom Anef. So the Mishnah had said that another takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that the Tvuah Chadasha, the new grain, was also the entire second day of Pesach. So my taima, why is it that it was also the entire second day of Pesach? What motivated this takana? Because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. V'yomrim, people are going to say, Ishtakad Milo Achalnu Beheir Mizrach. Medina Da'o Raisa, you're allowed to already eat the Tvuah Chadasha, the new grain, as soon as the second day of Pesach starts. So people are going to say, oh, remember last year the new grain was mutter as soon as Heir Mizrach, as soon as the eastern part of the sky was lit up, we were already allowed to eat the Tvuah Chadasha. So when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, people are going to say, Hashtanami Nechul. So now also we should eat the new grain, the Inu Lo Yadi, but people aren't going to realize that the reason that it was mutter last year is because we didn't have a Karban Omer that needed to be matirid. So it was Heir Mizrach that was matir. People aren't going to realize, Dishtaket the law of a Beis HaMikdash, that in the previous year when we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, Heir Mizrach Hitir, it was the Heir Mizrach that was Matir, the Tvuah Chadasha. Hashadika Beis HaMikdash, nowadays that we have a Beis HaMikdash, Omer Matir, the Omer is Matir, the Tvuah Chadasha. So that's because of that concern that people are, for that one time in history where people are gonna, that one year, that first year that we have the Beis HaMikdash, where people are gonna remember back to previous years. So we make it throughout all of the years of our galus that the Tvuah Chadasha remains aser throughout the entire second day of Pesach. But the assumption is that on a Doraisa level, at least at this point, the Gemara is assuming on a Doraisa level, Heir Mizrach is Matir the Omer. That in order for is Matir the Tvuah Chadasha. That in order for the new grain to be mutter, all you need is the second day of Pesach to begin. That is it. But Midrabanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you should wait the entire day. So says Gemara, what exactly is this concern that we have? The Ivni Emas. When do we think the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, where this mistake will then be made? Ilim at the Ivni B'Shitzar, if you're concerned that it's going to be built on the 16th day of Nisan, meaning on the second day of Pesach itself, Harei Hitir Heir Mizrach. Well, if it's built on the 16th day of Nisan, well then, by the time it's built, the Tvuah Chadasha already did become Mutter. So you don't have to worry about what people are going to say about last year, because as soon as Heir Mizrach happens on the second day of Pesach, it's already Mutter. The new grain is already Mutter. You don't need to build a Beis HaMikdash and bring a Karban Omer to make it Mutter. It's already Mutter anyway. So what? You want to say that it was built maybe on the first day of Pesach, on the 15th day of Nisan? Oh, so then Heir Mizrach is not going to be Matir. We're going to need to wait for the Korban Omer. But still, Mechatzos Hayom Ulahalan Tishtari. It should be Mutter already from Chatzos Hayom, on the second day of Pesach, because by then for sure they will have brought the Karban Omer. So if we're worried about what people are going to do that first year the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, even if it's rebuilt as late as the first day of Pesach, we can be sure that they're going to bring the Karban Omer before Chatzos, because Da'atanan, the Mishnah says, HaRuchok Mutar Mechatzos Hayom La'alan, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, people who live far away from the Beis HaMikdash and don't know when the Karban Omer was brought are allowed to eat the Tvuah Chadasha from Chatzos. Shane Basin Mitzaslimbo, because Basin is not going to be lazy about it. You could assume that they're going to make sure that the Korban Omer is brought by then. So that can't be a concern either. Meaning, if we were concerned about that mistake, that people are going to think last year, Heyer Mizrach was already Mutter, so all Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai should have been Misakin was that you're not allowed to eat Tvuah Chadasha Bizmanenu until Chatzos Hayom. You should not have said that the whole day is Aser. So says Mar Latzricha, Divni Belele. Now, the case is that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt at night, inami samach l'shkiyas hachama, or at least close to shkiyas hachama, and we're concerned because of that, that there's not going to be enough time to bring the Korban Omer, to harvest the grain and bring the Korban Omer before Chatzos Hayom the following day. So since there's not going to be enough time, it may happen later in the afternoon, and if it happens later in the afternoon, the Tvuah Chadasha is not going to be mutter until later in the afternoon, and people are going to recall that in previous years it was mutter much earlier. So therefore Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai just said Yom HaNef Kulo Asr, the entire second day of Pesach is going to be asr to have the Tvuah Chadasha. So it's an unbelievable chashash, meaning why is it that for all of the years of Galus that we're not allowed to have the Tvuah Chadasha on the entire second day of Pesach? It's all because if the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt on the 15th day of Nisan, but not just 15th day of Nisan, late in the day of the 15th day of Nisan, or the night going into the 16th, if that happens and they don't manage to get it off in time, to get the Korban Omer off in time before Chatzos Hayom, so then people might make a mistake and think back that the Tvuah Chadasha is mutter based on when it was last year, instead of realizing that now we have a Korban Omer, and for that mistake we make a takana for all time. You get the impression that this is not a chashash that's such a strong concern that would normally warrant a takana. But once we're making takanas as a zecher l'migdash, we want to make takanas as a zecher l'migdash. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai thought that this takana should be made as well. Now Rashi points out, very important Rashi over here. Rashi points out inami de'ivni b'chameisar samach l'shkia sachama v'hihi. Or if it gets the base of mikdash might get rebuilt close to shkia on the first day of Pesach v'ikasha. Rashi says you might be bothered de belayla eno nivna, that you're not allowed to build the base of mikdash at night. The kaim l'bishvus they didn't build the base of mikdash belayla. The Gemara says you can't build the base of mikdash at night. The chesiva b'yomakim v'lo b'chameisar shu yomtov. Not only that, you're not allowed to build the base of mikdash on yomtov. So if you're not allowed to build the base of mikdash on yomtov, so how could it possibly be built on the first day of Pesach? The kaim l'bishvus they didn't build the base of mikdash docha yomtov. So he says, Rashi says, very important answer. Hani mili binyan abanu bidei adam. That's if a human being were building the Beis HaMikdash. Then there would be such a din that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif or Belayla. Avol Mikdash Ha'asid Shanu Mitzapin Banu Yimashuchol Hu Yigla V'Yavu Mishamayim. But the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that we're waiting for is not going to come from Binyan Bidei Adam. It's not going to happen with people building the Beis HaMikdash. That's going to come Min HaShamayim. So since it's going to be coming down Min HaShamayim, there's no such concern. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants. The Tosos also over here says the same thing, that you have to say like Rashi, that otherwise it doesn't make sense. How would they be able to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif? The Ra'avon in Rosh Hashanah, the following Beis, writes, Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash Kolomar Lufi Sha'a Banu Keheref Ayin Lufi Shakarj Baruch Hu Bi'atzmo Yivneu Kasher Dor Chacham. That Mehira, when we say Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, it's not just a tefillah that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt soon, should be rebuilt quickly. It means that it's going to be rebuilt quickly because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. Mehera means it's by definition going to be Mehera because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one that brings us the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to be the one that rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the difficulty that some of the Achronim raise is that the Yerushalmi Masech Shoshana writes that Benoig Sheba Olam, that typically in the way the world runs, a Melech Basar V'Dam is Gozer Gezera, so if he wants, he's Mekayimit. If he wants, only others are Mekayimit, but he won't be Mekayimit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeinu Kein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer Gezera, and he's Mekayim the Gezera first. V'shamrus Mishmarti Ani Hashem. When he says Shomrus Mishmarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I observe Torah before I ever gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. That if I'm going to be Gozer Gzeira, if I'm going to make dinim in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep those dinim first. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer Mitzvos and there's a din that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif, and there's a din you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night, so what's Rashi and Taisus answering over here? That don't worry, we're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night, we're not allowed to build the Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can, but he doesn't do whatever he wants. Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah says that he observes the Torah. So how can we say that it's going to be built at night because built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Masifta over here quotes from Evan Shlema that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer Torah, but he's not Mitzuva, and Leis HaTzorech, he could choose not to be Shomer Torah, and therefore there's still a chashash that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose not to be Shomer the Torah. But you have to say something, so that's what they suggest. There are also many, many kashas on Rashi over here, the Achronim ask. According to Rashi, why does the Gemara say Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash? He should have said Mehira Yigla Beis HaMikdash, not Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And also, Di'ivni Belayla, should have said Di'igli Belayla. What do you mean, Ivni? It's not being built. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megalit. It's already up there somewhere. Also, the Gemara says later on, Daflin Beis HaMikdash, Manin Hu Dalil Harashim, who are the four carpenters? And the Gemara counts the Arba amongst the four, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. And Rashi says that they're Umnin Levinyan Beis HaMikdash, that they're going to be the carpenters, the artisans that are going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's already built, what do we need them rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash? And also, we daven in all of our tefillos, Yiratzon Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash. We should daven Sheyigla Beis HaMikdash, not Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash. So all these kinds of kashas, whenever we refer to the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, whenever we refer to Binyan Bayis Shlishi, it's Akasha on this Rashi and this Tosos. How can you say Binyan Bayis Shlishi? It's not a Binyan Bayis Shlishi. It's a Giloy of a Bayis that's already there. So the Aruch Lener, based on all these Kashas, is Mechadesh that certainly the base of Mikdash Shalas Lavo is going to be a Binyan Mamish Bidei Adam. When you say Mikdash Shem Koni Yodecha, and we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring down the base of Mikdash Mei HaShemayim, it means the base of Mikdash Ruchani, a spiritual base of Mikdash that's going to come inside the base of Mikdash Hagashmi that we're going to build down here first. And that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Parakir Alf, Halach Alf, HaMelech HaMashiach Asin Lamu LaHachsir Malchus Pesav LiYoshna, Ubona Migdash, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to have to build a Beis HaMikdash. So when we talk about something coming down from HaShemayim, it's some sort of Ruchnius that comes down from HaShemayim, but it can't be literally a physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash that's coming down from HaShemayim. That's how the Aruch Lener suggests. You have to say something to defend Rashi from all of these kashas. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Yochanan Zakkai B'shitas Rav Yehuda Amra. Rav Yochanan Zakkai is following the Shita Rav Yehuda. Da Amar Min HaTorah Hu Asvi. He gives a totally different explanation of why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai holds that the entire second day of Pesach is usher to have the Tefuah Chadasha. He says it's not that midoraisa really the whole day is mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana because of when the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt that it should be usher. No, minatorah usher. It's usher minatorah the entire second day. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says ad etzem hayom hazeh we darshan ad yitzuma shel yom bekasavra ad viad v'chlal. When is the new grain usher until etzem hayom hazeh? And we assume ad v'ad b'chlal, that until the second day, and including up until and including the second day of Yantif, it's of Pesach, the Tevuah Chadash is aser. So frankly, Mar be sover like have a say. Wait a second, does Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai really hold like this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? From Litlik Palagale, but we have on record that he disagrees with him. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Rosh Hashana, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Sheyom Aneif Kulo Aser. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made the Takana after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that the entire second day of Pesach should be asked to have the Tefuah Chadasha. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo min HaTorah hu aser. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, what do you mean? You're making a takana. It's aser min HaTorah. Tichsiv ha'etzem hayom hazeh, ad yitzuma shel yom. So bottom line is, you see that Rabbi Yehuda's cholik on Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. How could you say it's a takana? Are you making a takana? Sheyom ha'neif kulo aser. Not a takana. Adinda raisa, says Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is not following Rabbi Yehuda. They're arguing on each other. And Sigmar Rabbi Yehuda the Katoi, Rabbi Yehuda just simply misunderstood what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying. Who suffered midrabanan kamer? He thought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying midrabanan, that he's making a takana midrabanan sheyom aneif kulu aser. Velohi, that's not at all what was going on. Midoraisa kamer. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying that on a doraisa level, yom aneif is kulu aser, that we're not allowed to have the Tefuah Chadasha in the entire second day of Pesach. I frankly Gemara by Hiskin Ka'amar, but it says in the Mishnah that Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. How can you say that's the Raisa? It says it speaks Beloshon Takana. So my Hiskin, what does Hiskin mean? darash vehiskin. It means he darshened from the psukim what the din d'oraisa is, and therefore he publicized what his learning of the din d'oraisa is. That's what hiskin means. Doesn't mean that he invented the din, that he made it up as a new din d'rabanan. No, it was a din d'oraisa, but he was the one that was dorish this din, and therefore figured out that it in fact was a din d'oraisa. Okay, next Mishnah. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Kol Ha'am Alichnes L'Leveyan L'Beis HaKnesses, everyone will bring their lulav to the Beis HaKnesses, L'Machras, and then the next day, Mashkim Nuban, everyone would come a little early to Shul, they'd have to get there before davening, Kol Echad V'Echad Makir Shalom, and everyone would look for their own lulav. Everyone has to find their own lulav, leave a simon on it or something, so you could identify your own lulav, V'Noto, and you'll take your own lulav. Why is it you have to take your own dafka? Because Chum Mevedin, that the Chum said that a person cannot be Yotze on the first day of Sukkot with anybody else's lulav other than his own. The other days, the Yontif, no problem, you can be Yotze with someone else's lulav. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if the first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, V'shachach V'hotzias Aluv L'Rashus Rabim, and a person forgets and he takes his lulav out to the Rashus Rabim, he carries his lulav out to the Rashus Rabim in violation of the Din D'Oraisa of Hotza'a, Potter, he's still going to be Potter because he was tarred b'dvar mitzvah. Since he was trying in his zeal to do a mitzvah, he made this mistake, so he was tarred b'dvar mitzvah, and the tarred b'dvar mitzvah is Potter. So he was trying to do a mitzvah when he made this mistake, so therefore he's going to be Potter. But ideally we avoid that situation, even though it's Potter, it's still usher to do. So the way to avoid that situation, the Mishnah says, is by bringing all of the lulavim to shul the previous day on Erev Shabbos. You'll identify it in the morning when you get to shul, and then you take your lulav. Says Gemara Minan, immediately, how do I know that this is true, that a person cannot be Yotze on the first day with anybody else's lulav other than his own? Because the Braisa darshan's a pasuk. Ulekachtem shetei lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. It says ulekachtem, from the word ulekachtem, we darshan that this is not a mitzvah on the Beis Din. Every single person has to do a lakicha. Every single person has to take a lulav. So that's aleph. That's not the halacha we're looking for over here. We want to know how we know it has to be yours. So that's the next rasha. Lachem mishalachem. When it says the word lachem in the pasuk, it tells us that it has to, not only does every single person have to do the mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah, it needs to be your lulav. Lahotzi es hashol ves hagozul, as opposed to a borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav. Mikan amr chacham, ein adam yosei dechavasu, b'yam tov rishon shel chag, b'lulav shel chavero, okay, nitin lulav b'matana. So therefore, we learn that a person cannot be Yotze on the first day of Yontif with someone else's lulav unless the guy gave it to you as a matana. How do we learn from a lekachtem that has to be lekicha lekal echad ve'echad, that each and every person has to do it, and that it's not just a din on the Beis Din? A lot of times you have a din that the din of Sfiras Yovel, counting the years of Yovel. So that's not a din that every single person has to count the years of Yovel. It's a din on the Beis Din. The Beis Din counts the years of Yovel. How do I know that lulav is a din al kal echad ve'echad? So it says Tosos midlok siv lekachta Loshon Yachid. V'gavi Sukkah Lotzarek Kradak Siv Kol Ezrach. By Sukkah we don't need a pasuk to tell me that everybody has to, because it says Kol Ezrach, so obviously it already refers to everybody. But the difference is, says Tosfos, L'kachtem versus L'kachta. It's a little counterintuitive. One might have thought L'kachta is in the singular, so you're telling me as an individual I have to do it, and L'kachtem is in the plural, so maybe that's just for the Beis Din, that's for the representatives of Klal Yisrael. But no, it's the opposite. L'kachtem means each and every one of us. It's in the plural because we're all a bunch of different units when it comes to the mitzvah. Ulekachta would mean that the entire unit of Klal Yisrael, which is a singular entity, it's a singular unit called Klal Yisrael, has the mitzvah. Now, how does Klal Yisrael, as a singular unit, a singular entity, do any mitzvah? Well, we have a representative of Klal Yisrael. The representatives of Klal Yisrael are the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So they're the ones that do the mitzvah on behalf of everybody else. That's it when it says it in singular. But in plural, it's al kol echad ve'echad. It's for each and every one of us. So it has to be given over b'matana. The lulav has to be yours on the first day. And if it's not yours, then the person has to give it to you b'matana. Tosfos points out that even if it's b'shutfus, even if you own it together with a partner, you're also not yotze, because the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra tells us that if two brothers buy an esrog b'tfisas habayis, that it's not considered shalo, it's not considered to be theirs, because it's not fully, it doesn't fully belong to either one of them, it's therefore considered to be a borrowed esrog. I, Fractosis, but the Minaga Olam, back in the days before everyone was able to buy their own dalit, their own set of dalit minim, was that each shul, each community, would buy one set of dalit minim and they'd hand it around the shul and everyone would be yotze with the same set of dalit minim, even though l'chora was bishutfus, the whole shul chipped in, everyone chipped in a couple of bucks, and they would buy the dalit minim. So he says they would be melamdin, they would melamdin osan shiu kulam nosin kalechon vechachal kol chavero amanas lahachsir, that each one would give their chelek in the esrog to the guy who has it now, who wants to be yotzei the mitzvah. So you'd have to actually give it as a matana, so that each person can be yotzei the mitzvah. Otherwise, in a chinami, it would not work. It would not be a kiyama mitzvah. Otherwise, it would just be, it would have a din of shaul, because shutfin has a din of shul, and even if you don't say it explicitly, the assumption is that you were giving it to everybody in the shul in order that you should be yotzei the mitzvah. So the only way to be yotzei the mitzvah is by doing that, is by being makna, you're chelek, so mistam, everyone wants to be makna the chelek. And then says the Gemara, Maisa. Umaisa b'Rav Gamliel, Rav Shuv, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Sheyban b'Sfina. The story of four Tanaim, famous four Tanaim, that were traveling on a boat together. V'loya lulav el Rav Gamliel b'Vad. And only Rav Gamliel had a lulav, Shalakha be'elav zuz, that he purchased for 1,000 zuz. Not the Rav Gamliel v'yatzabas. Rav Gamliel took the lulav as yotze with it. V'nasal Rav Yeshua matana. And then he gave it to Rav Yeshua as a matana. Not the Rav Yeshua v'yatzabas. Rav Yeshua took the esrog, and he was yotze with it as well. V'nasal Rav Elazar ben Azariah matana. And he gave it to Rav Elazar ben Azariah as matana. Not the Rav Tosfos points out that Mistam was with permission to give it to the next guy instead of just giving it right back. Not the Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Not the Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah took it v'yatzabo. He was yotze the mitzvah. V'nasal matana the Rav Yekiv. And he gave it as a matana to Rabbi Akiva, not to Rabbi Akiva v'yatzebo. V'chzir Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva was yotzei the mitzvah, and he gave him back to Rabbi Gamliel. Lamali l'meimar echziru. Why does it have to say that they returned it to Rabbi Gamliel? What, meaning Rabbi Gamliel was already yotzei. So why do we have to add that point that they gave it to Rabbi Gamliel? He got it first. So milsa agavorche kamashmalan matana al menas lahachzir shema matana. We see from here that a matana al menas lahachzir is called a matana. Meaning clearly Rabbi Gamliel gave it away al menas that they return it to him, and nevertheless, it was still called lachem for each and every one of them. They were still yotzei the mitzvah with this lulav. Tos points out matana al menas lahachzir means that there's a tanai. Now, whenever you make a tanai in halacha, there are all sorts of mishpatei hatanayim. There are all sorts of laws in how to make a tanai. You need tanai called them lemaisa, tanai kafel, heim called them lulav, and it doesn't. We don't have any indication that's what happened. But Tos says, yeah, throughout Shas, whenever we talk about a tanai, we never actually say out the entire language of exactly what the tanai was. But we assume that they followed the Mishpatei HaTanayim. These were holy Tanayim. They knew how to make a Tanay. They knew the Mishpatei HaTanayim. We don't have to spell it all out. Kiyada Amarava, Halacha Esrog Zal, Menashe Techzreili, Notl Yatzabo, Hechziru Yatza, Lo Hechziru Lo Yatza. So if a person gives a Matan al an Esrog, it's a Matan al Menas Achzir, only if you then return it are you Yotze the Mitzvah, because only then did you fulfill the Tanai. But if you don't return it, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Lovingly in the Meimar Shalachu Be'elav Zuz, there's one detail in the story that seems totally irrelevant. It says that how much Ramgamliel paid for the Esrog. Who cares how much he paid for the Esrog? He paid 1,000 Zuz for the Esrog, so what? So Lo Deacha Kama Mitzvos Chaviva. It's to let you know how beloved mitzvahs were to them that he spent so much money. So the Bir Alach and Tafresh and Rav discusses this Gemara. He says, wait a second, was Rav Gamliel a very rich man? If he was a very rich man, doesn't he have to pay up to 20% of his money to buy Dalin Minim? So what do you mean, Kam Mitzvahs Chavivus Aleihem? That's his chiyuv. Everyone has to do that. So the Bir Alach says, maybe you don't have to pay above market value. Meaning, Elav Zuz is clearly above market value for a set of Dalin Minim. Even a very rich person doesn't have to get ripped off, maybe, to do mitzvahs. But Kam Mitzvahs Chavivus Aleihem, he loved the mitzvahs so much that he paid so far above market value in order to be able to do the mitzvah. Okay, we'll pick up with Amar Le Mar Bar Amei Mar Bez Shem tomorrow and Shisham Purim. Why didn't they?